Podcast 59, Jesus, Peter, and Great Expectations. The Gospel passage for this podcast is Mark chapter 7, verses 27 to 38. Today I want to talk to you about expectations and how we react when God doesn't do things in a way that meets our expectations. Expectations are funny things. Usually the trouble starts when expectations are not communicated or are not fulfilled. Recently on the internet, I was reading a story about expectations, which makes this point. A young photographer had been assigned by his editor to get some aerial photos of bushfires that were raging near the city. This was a rush job. The photos were due to be put on the front page of the evening edition, so there was no time to waste. The taxi was waiting and an aircraft had been chartered. So the photographer gathered up his camera bag, jumped in the taxi, and was driven at speed out to the airport. As the taxi drew up to the charter flight's hangar, a plane was waiting with the propellers starting to turn and the door open. The photographer jumped up the steps, pulled the door shut, sat beside the young pilot and said, "Go, go, go!" The pilot got clearance from the tower, turned into the wind and took off. As they gained altitude, the photographer said, "When we get close to the bushfires, I want you to do a slow pass at 800 feet with left wing down." The pilot looked puzzled and replied, "Why?" The photographer said, "Because I need these shots for tonight's edition of the paper." There was a long pause. And then the pilot said, "So you're not my flight instructor, are you?" The trainee pilot expected a flight instructor. The photographer expected a charter plane ready to take off. Given their respective expectations, it's easy to see how this mismatch happened. This expectation element helps explain why Peter goes from hero to zero so completely in today's gospel reading. Jesus asks the disciples who people think he is. The disciples give a range of answers. Many people think Jesus is one of the earlier Jewish prophets come back to life. But Peter nails it. Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus is the Messiah. Peter's declaration is one all Christians make at some point in their lives. But what sort of Messiah were the disciples, including Peter, and most Jews of that time, expecting? For many, the promised Messiah was expected to be the one who would set the nation of Israel free from the Roman occupation and return the nation to the gloriously independent days of the Maccabees, which was one of the golden ages of sovereign Israel, nearly 200 years before. I'm pretty sure when Peter makes this declaration, that Jesus is the Messiah, that is what he has in mind. And evidence for this view comes from Peter's response in the very next paragraph of Mark's Gospel. Jesus goes on to explain to the disciples that he would suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he would be killed and after 3 days rise again. "Hang on a minute," says Peter. "That's not the Messiah I'm expecting. You can't do that. You'll ruin everything. What about the glorious new age of Israel, free from the Roman oppression, able to worship God in spirit and in truth at the temple again?" And Jesus gives Peter the most blistering rebuke delivered in all the Gospels, identifying Peter with Satan. How that must have hurt Peter. From hero to zero in just a few sentences. But Jesus isn't going to be that kind of Messiah. He's not going to fulfill those nationalistic expectations, because what he is about to do is far greater and more wonderful. He will become a saviour for all mankind. Peter has great expectations for Jesus, but his expectations are actually too small. How do we respond when God doesn't do things in a way that meets our expectations? Sometimes our prayers are not answered the way we expect or think they should be, because our understanding and expectations of God are just plain wrong. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." But despite these dashed expectations, Jesus keeps teaching Peter and continuing to include him in the inner circle of the most trusted disciples. Like Peter, we can trust Jesus to keep on including us, even when we get our expectations of what we think God should do or what he is doing all mixed up. Remember, almost always, our expectations of what God will do are too small. God wants to do something bigger.